Hi, Jim Hoffman here from EMS Office Hours, and this is your Monday Minutes. You know, I don't know about you, but when I am doing a trauma call and I'm on a scene of a trauma assignment, I'm not necessarily looking at my watch to determine if I'm falling inside that golden hour. A lot of people have said that that golden hour doesn't really have a lot of research behind it to show that there's any benefit of getting patients within that hour time frame. And of course, we don't want to spend a lot of time on the scene of trauma calls. And if you think about it, a lot of times our transportation decisions and the speed at which we're moving on those types of calls also are guided by the patient's presentation. So when you're thinking about the golden hour, you're thinking about your patients, think about more of how they are presenting. Do your assessment and transport and treat them as far as speed, method of transportation, and the destination according to how they're presenting, and not necessarily trying to fit them inside this golden hour that you might have heard about. You know, we have to go ahead and think about the patients and where we're taking them. I mean, you might have had a call where the patient fell a few days prior, and you get there and they're presenting with a head trauma that's been evolving with maybe a bleed or something like that. And of course, those patients, you're not necessarily going to take them to a local community hospital to be treated because you know they're going to need more advanced treatment. So of course, in that respect too, you're going to transport them to a more appropriate facility. And it doesn't really matter, that golden hour at that point, of course, is long gone, but yet you're going to be taking them to an appropriate facility, and you're going to be transporting them in an appropriate, timely fashion. So the same thing goes for an active trauma scene. You know, think about what's going to be more appropriate for the patient as far as the destination and what's going to be able to be done for that patient when they get there, and think about the mode of transport. Are they going to benefit from a helicopter transportation? Are they going to benefit from a ground transportation? Or maybe even you're going to have a patient who might benefit from a closer facility to be stabilized and then transported to a trauma facility or a more advanced facility down the road. So don't look at your watches when you're on calls. Think more about the patient and think more about what's going to be most beneficial for them as far as long-term treatment, as far as the destination transportation time, safety for you, the patient, helicopter crews, and all that. So keep the bigger picture in mind and don't focus on little sayings like golden hour, load and go, and scoop and run. So just keep that in mind when evaluating any patient, that you want to go to what's best for the patient, what's safest for you and the patient as well. I hope you will consider this in your day-to-day EMS activities. Of course, we want to follow local guidelines and local protocols, and I'm hoping that these types of Monday Minutes are going to kind of elicit some type of thought process, more than just trying to tell. I don't want to tell you to go above and beyond your protocols, but I want to be able to hopefully elicit some type of a thought process where you're going to be thinking more along the lines of your patient and what's best for them, and not necessarily what's fitting into some type of a guideline or a protocol. So if you have some comments on this, be sure to comment below or send me your own Monday Minutes over to jhoffman@ems-safety.com. And until next Monday, as always, stay safe.